Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk a little baseball, season's over, but the free agency frenzy is about to begin from USA Today's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in our buddy Bob Nightingale. Bob, what's happening?
Yeah, doing good, Bob. Thanks.
Appreciate the time, man. All right, Albernaz comes over. Craig from the Cleveland Guardians. He's the new Orioles skipper. How has this move been received throughout baseball circles?
Well, at least he's got experience. I mean, as far as a being a coaching staff, and unlike a lot of these other hires. So no, I think it's perceived well as far as a good baseball background and. And well-liked, charismatic, a lot of energy. So people seem excited about it.
Now, Bob, I've been saying for months that next year's Orioles are going to be this year's Blue Jays. You know, last year the Blue Jays finished last. They're two outs away from the World Championship. Orioles, of course, finished last this year. How realistic is it for the Orioles to, you know, based on their current roster and hopefully some additions from Mike Elias in the offseason, to at the very least get back into the playoff mix in 26?
No, it should happen. Something's definitely gone wrong if they're not back in the playoffs. They were just there 2 years ago. So they should be back in the playoffs. There's no reason why they can't win the division or be right there with the Blue Jays and Yankees, Red Sox. So, no, I fully expect them to be back in the playoffs.
Now, Bob, you mentioned some of the other managerial hires. Craig Stammen gets the Padres job. I mean, Ryan Flaherty, we were talking a lot about him, former Oriole. He'd probably wind up somewhere. Hasn't. And then Kurt Suzuki signs a one-year deal with the Angels. You have Butera with the Nats, who I've got Oriole hats older than this guy. How surprised were you at some of the moves that have been made with these managers here?
Well, kind of stunned. I mean, there's a lot of guys without any experience getting these jobs. Kurt Suzuki's the only minority hiring. We've had, eight manager hires, two GM hires, and, not one black candidate. It's kind of stunning what's happened in baseball. It's almost like if you have experience, you got no chance. De Podesta hasn't been in the game for 10 years, and Cleveland Browns have been terrible under his watch, and now he gets another chance. So, yeah, kind of mind-boggling, really.
Well, who are some of the minority candidates who have been bypassed? I mean, is this analytic-driven? I mean, Dee Podesta, I guess, along with Billy Beane 25 years ago, was one of the pioneers of this whole way of thinking. But why, no offense, the nerd aspect, as opposed to guys who have come up through the ranks in whatever capacity it's been?
Well, yeah, I mean, Delando Shields has been right there in the Washington Nationals. He never even got an interview. Bull Porter, who's with the Nationals, Astros, never got a manager, interview. Ron Washington, nobody reached out to him. Eric Young, go on and on. DeMarlo Hill. But just, it seems like if you have experience, it's almost a black check mark against you, where people are reaching out way outside the box trying to do something. I mean, nothing against Craig Stammen, great guy, everything else. Let's see if he can handle a major league clubhouse. It used to be, hey, serve some time in the minor leagues, serve some time in the major league coaching staff, and now no one's even doing that.
By the way, I wasn't saying you were a nerd, Bob, to correct that. But Albert Pujols, his chatter, I mean, he was linked to the Orioles to some level, I guess. And I know Manny, I guess, at Tatis were lobbying for him, perhaps, you know, based on reports to the Padres. Is it only a matter of time before Albert Pujols is running a team? And, you know, because what's left? Just the Rockies, I guess, is the only managerial opening right now?
Yeah, just the Rockies. I thought Padres would be a good fit. I thought he would command the respect for Manny Machado and Tatis. Let's see what happens. Here's a Hall of Famer willing to do this and everything else. So it's kind of a shame that he's not, you know, managing. Torrey Hunter is a guy I thought should have been a major league manager. You know, he talked to Twins and talked to Angels. You know, no job there either. So, you know, maybe they'll be, when those guys will get tabbed, you know, maybe mid-season next year, when guys start to get fired. But, you know, there was, you know, 9 openings this year, and, you know, and these guys didn't get any of those jobs.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today, baseball writer, future Hall of Famer, joining us on The Fan. Bob Haney talking to you on this Featured Artist Friday. All right, Tarek Skubal entering the last year of his deal in Detroit. What do you think the end game is going to be for him this offseason? Would the Tigers be inclined to maybe extend him? He is a Boris client, which usually means that's not going to be a reality, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to sign an extension with anybody. So how much are you really going to give up for 1 year? Teams have done that, and, it paid off. I mean, Red Sox did that. They didn't extend a crochet. So it can happen. I think they'll listen to offers and see if somebody blows them away. But I'd still be surprised if Detroit trades them. I mean, still got one more year of them. As long as you're in the race, keep them. If you're out of the race, you're not feeling good about your chances, then you can go ahead and move them next July. I'd be surprised if they move them now.
Bob, last thing for you, and not to show our ages, but, you know, we just saw, you know, a World Series that went 7 games, went extra innings, and all sorts of drama and everything that went along with it. We're on the 50th anniversary, for instance, of the 75 World Series, which has long been considered maybe the greatest of all time. How would you rate this past World Series among the best that we've ever seen?
I think it was a good one. I would say, you know, at least in modern, you know, if you want to go from 75 on, you know, top 5, top 10 for sure. Is it better than 91, you know, Atlanta, Minnesota with a Jack Morris game going 10 innings, or the David Freese World Series with Texas and that, the Mets, the Bill Buckner game. So it was an intriguing one. It wasn't necessarily well played. I mean, all the base running blunders the Blue Jays made, Dodgers didn't really hit. So it wasn't like either team was tearing it up. I mean, Blue Jays could have easily won this World Series. So it was certainly an entertaining one. I think if the Blue Jays had come back and won it, you know, in the 11th inning or even the bottom of the ninth, it would have, you know, would increase by a couple of notches just because the game was in Toronto. You know, those fans would have gone berserk up there.
Yeah, Bob Nightingale keeping it real all of a sudden. Yeah, that 91 World Series was brilliant. The 0-1 with New York and Arizona was also a pretty memorable one.
The 0-1, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there are a lot of walk-off hits in that one. Bob Nightingale, USA Today, talking some baseball with him. Bob, always appreciate the time. If we don't talk to you, happy Thanksgiving to you and the family, and we'll catch up with you before the winter meetings here.
All right, sounds great. You too, Bob.
All right, here he is, Bob Nightingale, future Hall of Famer. When he gets inducted into Cooperstown, remember, Bob Haney told you so. We'll come back, Funhouse Nolan, Inside Access at 2, and then Maryland Hoops coming up at 5. Terps laying 7.5 against the Hoyas down at Xfinity.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.